Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. I'm here with my boy, Almighty Suspect, and we're having a conversation with the one and only Certified Trapper.
How you feeling today, bro?
Feeling good. I'm high as
fuck. Yeah, that's right. That's good news. We need you to snap some energy into it, though. You want to snap into a Slim Jim?
Hell yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I don't think we really got it.
How you know I like Slim Jim?
It was honestly just a guess. I didn't think anybody liked Slim Jims.
I ain't going to lie. The spicy one? To Tabasco?
That shit is so good.
Come on.
Did we just become best friends?
The Tabasco don't know. That's a rare gym. The Tabasco one? Come on.
Isn't there one with like a cheese stick inside of it?
That sound nasty.
No.
I can't. I'm
not with the cheese stick.
What about some combos?
Nah, bro. Nah. We don't need the cheese stick. Tabasco.
Those are dummy hard. The combos, it's like pretzel with like cheese stuff in there.
I know what you're talking about. Come with the little pretzel gravy and the cheese at the other end.
But I feel like they don't even have that at 7-Eleven anymore. It's like not popular enough anymore.
This is a fact. I think it's for like kids now, bro.
I don't know about the cheese stick.
What you be getting when you go on 7-Eleven?
I had got some fruit and shit last night.
Really?
You got 7-Eleven fruit?
Yeah.
What was it? An apple? Banana?
Some grapes.
You got some grapes.
Some hot
right.
fries.
Oh, well, yeah. That's the other side of the spectrum.
Grapes and the hot fries. You got to be healthy, though, too. That's right.
You got to get something salty and something sweet. I get like a Snickers bar and a bag of Cheez-Its.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah. That grabs some Cheez-Its, too. You just
remember. Cheez-Its go. I ain't going to lie, bro. Box of Cheez-Its in the house go like,
oh, man.
Like this. Fast. Once you bust them open, it's a wrap.
Papa's. I'll eat that whole thing.
You right.
Oh, yeah, you're going to eat everything.
Back in the day, that was a real problem. I would eat a gain like 10 pounds.
Yeah, eat everything, bro. That's why I had to quit drinking juice, bro. I was gaining weight. No cap. It make you eat crazy, bro.
Yeah.
But, okay, so Milwaukee. Let's talk about it.
In the house.
Tee up on that,
yeah. Yeah. That's right.
What, can you tell us a little bit about what it was like coming up out there besides the supermarket or the 7-Eleven?
Hard out there for it's like it's like gritting hard as fuck. It's hard. It's hard out here for this. And too. For sure.
I mean, I seen Tommy G's vlog that he did with you out there.
That's how I found him too.
Oh really? That's how you found him?
The first time I seen him, I think it was he brought you to the beekeeper.
Hell yeah.
And you had got stung by the bee. And he running in circles the whole time. It's Tommy G over there. They went to meet a beekeeper, bro.
I didn't see that. I saw him pulling up on your block and you were just hanging out with hella guns.
Nah, he be with him like a lot.
Oh, so you did more videos after that?
Yeah, I did some more shit with him. We got some more shit coming too.
Shout out to Tommy G.
Was that your first time ever encountering like bees in such numbers?
That's the first time I got stung.
Yeah. Hell, that shit hurt, gang.
I got stung. And then it was like when we left, it was a bee in my fucking shirt.
So it came with you?
Yeah.
It was stinging you the whole time type shit?
No, it ain't stinging me no more, but it went in my shirt.
Damn, that's crazy. Nah, he was running from the bee. It was crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
Them just go 30 miles per hour.
Yeah.
I'm running it. I was not getting away from them.
I've got some serious bee memories as a kid. My mom still makes fun of what a bitch I acted like when I was like 5 years old when I first got stung by a bee.
I only got stung once. It was like the summer in the pool. Stung me right here on my finger. I tried to swat it. That was terrible.
If I got stung by a bee like right now, I don't even think it would be that big a deal. But when you're a kid,
when you're a kid,
insane.
You feel like you're finna die.
Yeah.
No cap. It looked like he was finna die too.
It hurt it.
Cause it was a lot, bro. You was like running from a hive.
Hell yeah.
It was nuts.
And that was on my eyes, though.
That was on your
running
eyes.
Fast as a bitch. Them motherfuckers was not going nowhere.
You ever seen a cartoon where a motherfucker will have a whole bee's nest land on his head?
Fighting it.
I wonder if that's ever really happened to anyone.
I'm sure. I got chased by a hive before. Middle of the street.
But did it land on your head?
Upset. Nah, but like I don't know what I did, bro. I was just walking down the street from school one day, and I heard them. Like, it was like a whole cloud of them. I didn't know it was bees. I thought it was maybe like some gnats or something. I got close, and it was bees, and they chased us for some blocks. It was crazy.
No matter how fast you going, if you can't run faster than 30 miles per hour,
it's not.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can run that fast. But okay, so what was your childhood like? Like, what you have your mom and your dad around?
Yeah, I had my mom and my dad around. I was just like, I got kicked out when I was 13, so it was like,
shit. Where'd you go?
I went to stay with my grandma. And shit.
What'd you get kicked out for?
I had like four bitches in the basement and shit, but I was already on the urge of getting kicked out and shit. When I was like 13, I had like four bitches in the basement.
Like Andrew
and
Tate.
She was just like, you tripping. And then I had to leave.
So was they just like coming over chilling or like you was finna get it cracking?
Shit. I don't know. I was definitely finna do something, so she fucked that up.
You were about to fuck all four of them or maybe like one?
You was by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, you had it busting. It was just you, four girls?
Yeah.
Oh, he was going crazy.
And she seen them come in and shit. She was like, you're not even slick.
You just snuck them in with her in there?
She was, I don't know where she was at, but I guess she seen them come in.
Damn, the desire for pussy is so strong that you'll really be trying anything. That's having them over, even when you know there's like a pretty good chance your parents could be coming home.
I was like 12, 13.
Damn, so you got kicked out for that, and then you go to live with your grandma, and is she letting you have bitches over?
Yeah, like, I was getting caught with bitches with her and shit. But she's just like, that was my grandma, so she like.
she understands.
But I just never did like stolen cars and shit. I was just like really like doing my music most of the time and shit.
But stealing cars is like the thing where you're from?
I was just gonna say, has that always been a big thing in Milwaukee?
Hell yeah, it's either like you steal cars or you don't. Like I was just buying cars and shit. I just buy my car. But niggas, if you steal cars, it's like a sport. You know how like you sell dope, you steal cars.
It's like more and more places that you hear that though, because J-Bo was just saying that exact same thing. Tommy G, when he did the St. Louis vlog, that's where they were talking about the Kia boys and shit. Kia boys is
Milwaukee.
Okay, but them St. Louis dudes are all talking about the same thing and shit. That fucking, it's like a real thing now. I don't remember motherfuckers talking about that much when I was a kid.
I used to always steal cars, but once they found out how to do the Kias, then that shit just turned it way more up.
Right. Damn, so you never did it?
I got in a couple, but I never, like, stole shit.
Okay.
I feel that.
How do you do it?
With the little kid shit?
Yeah.
You better type it in on YouTube. It's everywhere, bro.
Put
a little USB in there. You put the charger in it. You dismantle the thing, put the charger in it, and it turns the car on. You ever seen this in person?
Yeah. I seen that shit before, like, everybody caught on to that shit and shit. Motherfuckers, I seen that shit, like, motherfucker, put their charger in there and turn that bitch right on.
Damn, but they say you make music for the Kia boys.
Yeah.
Do you think that's
like,
true?
For some reason, it just sounds so good fucking with them, and then they just fucking the car up. Like, that's all they want to do is drive the car crazy as hell.
Right.
And then it's like the music sounds so good with the Kia boys, just like the dance and shit. Like, it kind of bring it together. And like, I was just like, hearing motherfuckers dying and shit, like motherfuckers was coming on my shit, like, bro, die listening to this shit. And that's like fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
Niggas just crashing a car listening to my shit.
I mean, your music does kind of sound like I could steal a car and die listening to it. Like, it just sounds like some real reckless shit.
I'm not gonna lie, you on my playlist, bro. For sure, for sure.
I found out about him because you hit me with that Lil. I'm censoring it myself. Yeah, but you got it. It says ninja on YouTube.
That's my shit.
You had to change it like to make money off YouTube or
what? Little ninja.
Yeah,
I just knew I didn't want to put nigga on there, so I was just like
smart.
Put that.
Okay.
I just knew I couldn't put that. Like I don't be trying to put the cuss words in there because I already know it's like a higher.
You knew it was gonna go viral.
No, I know, but it was like. But it went viral before I like actually got to release it because I did a video, like it was my first video when I got home and shit.
Okay.
That's the first shit I posted.
How long were you locked up?
For like 80 days or some shit like that.
What was that for?
For some I had some concealed carry misdemeanor shits. And then I got revocated for that Tommy G video.
Wait. What happened in the video that you got in trouble for?
The blowers?
Yeah. I had that shit. And then it was like, you did this video before. I mean, while you on probation and shit, I was on probation.
That's interesting because I noticed that like the guns that you're holding were blurred out and that a lot of the other guns weren't blurred out. Is that why?
No, it was just like the type of gun I had.
Okay, with the big fucking drum on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine that that could be in a weird category legally or whatever.
That's a fact.
But okay, so when did you start making music?
I started making music a long ass time ago. Like 2011 and shit. I made my YouTube in 2012 and my Twitter and shit. But like I went to school for audio engineering, so that's when shit like kind of started taking off and shit.
You went to college for it?
Hell yeah.
Hmm. Smart man. Was you always recording yourself and like doing your own videos, or you went to school first and then figured it out?
Yeah, like I used to already know like I needed to do my own shit, but like once I went to school to learn to use the software and shit, then it was just up from there. And then I bought a fucking camera and shit.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And then, like, it was kind of hard getting people to record my shit, so I started doing the videos, the selfie videos.
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie, but the first time I seen it, I died laughing. I'm like, this nigga is creative. He then recorded the song himself. Do you make the beat, too?
Hell yeah, I make the beats.
He make the beats. He record himself all in one room.
Right.
All in his room or the kitchen. Facts. Impressive.
Fire.
The labels love that shit. I know you signed. But the labels love that when you can do all that shit, right? Because then they don't have to worry about getting a million different people to sign off on a song.
Yeah, definitely that.
Right.
That's exactly why they like that shit.
When you started rapping, did you have Detroit influences or did you have like Milwaukee influences? Like who influenced you to start rapping?
It was like I don't know. My sound just like, it's like brand new, so. I needed beats. I couldn't get no beats. I couldn't use like YouTube beats no more. So that's why I went to school to like learn how to use the software and shit. And then I did like 2 years, doing that shit. And then it was just up from there.
How did you like discover your sound though? Did your music sound more normal at some point?
It didn't.
It's always been weird. Out there?
It's like, no, it sounded weird as a bitch at first. And then it's like, I kept going with it. It's just the beats and shit.
Right.
Who was you listening to before you started rapping? Or like growing up, who was you listening to?
I used to listen to like Chief Keef and shit. Like when I was young, like 9, 10, I used to listen to Soulja Boy and shit like that. Lil B, motherfucking Future. Bang Gang and shit. I used to listen to Not too many people, but like now I just listen to myself like in the car and shit. Probably play a little bit of Babytron Future for sure.
Mm.
That bitch.
How do you and Babytron connect?
He had hit me up on Instagram and shit because like
this is before he was lit, right? Well, he was like semi lit, but you first heard him like many years ago, right? A couple years ago?
No.
Oh, he just met him a couple months ago. He already was long hair, glasses, Tron.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, do you feel like Detroit is a big influence on Milwaukee?
Hell yeah. That's all Milwaukee used to really listen to before, like, Detroit, like, had all the more younger rappers and shit. Like, motherfucker used to really do listen to Detroit for sure. Mm. And then, like, Detroit do got a little bit more connection with Milwaukee, too, like, the other artists and shit.
Mm.
Definitely. When did you get the name?
Certified Chopper. 2021.
Okay.
What you was going by before that?
It was like I had fucking, like when I was doing SoundCloud, I was popping on SoundCloud and shit. I was doing like my shit was Lotta Guap, and then I had it to CTN number one. And then, cause that was like Certified Trap Nigga number one. And then I was just like, fucking, let me go Certified Chopper because that was like kind of weird.
Mm.
And shit. That shit.
So it was all just something you came up with? It wasn't like somebody else's idea? Certified chopper. That's what's up. You got a lot of punch bars. Is that, was the scamming a part of your life at one point?
Scamming?
Yeah.
Hell no. I wish I would have got some of that shit. Like niggas, I know a couple niggas that like, they got plenty of money doing that shit. I never had got no stimulus, none of that shit.
Really?
I wish like I could have got like a PPP or some shit. Like that. I would have been fucking out like doing plenty of shit.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
Is Milwaukee like a, do y'all got like blood Crips or like what's the gangs? Because I know the whole Milwaukee thing, like right now everybody's saying like on the G, like, like can you explain that? The on the G, where that's from?
It's like, it's GDs. It's like some GDs originated from there. GDs, Vice Lords. That's really it.
Mm.
GDs, Vice Lords, and then motherfuckers be like streets. Like that's really what motherfuckers like claiming like size of town and shit.
Can you explain the lows?
The low.
The low end.
That's like where, I want to say that's like where I'm from, but that's like, I don't know, like 10th and Capitol and down or something like that.
But that's like the east side of Milwaukee?
It's not, because we don't really call it that. We just say the east, but I guess the lows, I don't know. I don't know what them niggas really, I don't know what the fuck that is, swear to God. I just be, I don't really know.
But that's some Milwaukee shit. Like they say, like the low end, the lows, you feel me?
The on the east. End, that's the lower numbers.
When, so the lower numbers of the streets is why they call it the low end.
Yeah.
Mm. When did you like actually first start to feel like the music was hitting? Like what did it take? It just started to go up on YouTube.
It was just like the little first couple hits and shit. Like that was like getting upper and upper. Like I made a couple songs and them motherfuckers did numbers. So after I seen that shit, it was just like, keep using my beats and shit, using my sound, making new sounds. And then I got to a point where I was like dropping like 5-10 videos a day. And then like, that's when I started. I really, really was doing that shit for the money and shit. Cause when I got monetized, I was just like going crazy. On
five videos a day.
Yeah. That's insane.
It must,
music videos though.
But like, how much work can you really put in doing five a day? Like, they all kind of look the same, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I could still do this shit. Like, I was doing all the songs and then just record that shit all together.
This is facts. And nigga, it'll be five different videos. Who had the same outfit on? You could tell he just did them all in the exact same day. Nah, but that's kind of like your, like, appeal. Like, what was some of your first reactions when you first started doing that? Like, in your room, some of the videos. What was the first, some of the comments were like, yo, boys, like, how was everybody reacting to it?
It was just like, this nigga dropped 10 videos. This nigga dropped 4 videos in an hour or some shit like that. Like, that's what they keep saying. Like, keep going. Motherfuckers like that shit, though, because it's really for people to listen to. So it's like, people just listen to that
it's
shit.
It's like the visualizer on fucking YouTube now. You know, they like put up the songs and it's not a video, but it's like something moving around. It's like, oh no.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's pretty crazy because I know like when you showed me him, you know, I was like, this is dope, but I didn't necessarily expect like the dude who signed him is a real, I won't even say who, but he's a real legend in the music industry. And he hit me up to organize this interview. And I was like, oh shit, you fucking with Certified Trapper? And he's like, yes, we believe in him. I was like, damn, bro, that's crazy.
It's new. It's different. He do everything himself. And if you paying attention to the Milwaukee scene, bro, I don't know if this scene was around before you, but since you've been around, it's been a lot of people copying that shit or just, nigga, how you do your shit, what you was saying in your shit. Like, it seemed like you damn near started a wave. Like, do you think you started it or was it around already or was it you?
It's some different sounds that's coming from Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. It's like, I originated my sound, so like, I ain't gonna be like, oh, that's my shit. But shit, like, definitely people is copying my shit, though.
It's a fact.
And then they copying my beats and shit, but it's like, I'm gonna get better and better. So it's like, they ain't gonna be able to always keep doing that shit.
For sure. Do you think that being in those Tommy G videos and shit actually got you fans and made people check out your music?
Hell yeah. Like,
y'all
know me from Tommy G, Tommy G video. And like, I think Jeff seen me from the Tommy G video. Shit.
The dude who signed him.
Hell yeah. And he believed in me too, like, through this shit. Like, bro, this shit is crazy because, like, before motherfuckers was even really looking at me and shit. But I was, like, getting, like, high attention and shit. But he was just like, it is crazy how you make your beats and do all this shit out of here and shit like that. Like, he crazy. And then I pulled up on him one day, like, I end up seeing him before he even tried to fuck with me and shit. Like, I stopped the car and shit. And I had, like, 5 guns in the car and shit. I'm like, what's up, Tommy G?
Yeah, he said that you scared the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Why you have so many guns? 5 is a lot.
That's how I ride down there.
5 visible, too. Like, he saw them right away. It's not like you didn't have to pull them out. They were just out. But so Milwaukee's like that? Like, it's just not a big deal for people that have hella guns on them?
I mean, shit. It's probably not. I don't know if everybody move like that, but shit, like.
It's not like here. He said misdemeanor gun case. That's not here. You getting a felony.
The stuff I seen in those vlogs of him standing in the alley with all his homies and every single one of them got 2 guns on him, I never seen anything like that in L.A. I mean, I'm sure there are people with it like that in L.A., but they're not out filming vlogs, realistically.
That's right. This is 1985, maybe. Yeah, 90s, yeah. Early 2000s at the earliest, but it's like, nah, we can't do that no more type shit.
It is crazy out there, though.
In Milwaukee, always been a war zone like that?
It's always just like some car shit, though. Like, you would be driving in the car and that shit. That's why motherfucker ride like that, though.
Wait, somebody will shoot you while you're driving, likely?
You would most likely have to do a shootout, like, in the car. Like, that's not smart, but it's like, that's how niggas doing it. So you got to be careful fucking around in cars and shit.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Especially them Kias.
That's definitely a fact.
But, like, I don't know, like, how many... Are you able to say how many guns you own?
I don't own no guns. Right now, I don't own no guns.
Okay. Smart answer.
So if you get caught up and you end up being on probation or whatever, it's over for that?
Over for the gun shit?
Yeah.
Like, hopefully... Like, I'm going through some shit right now, so hopefully I'm going to be able to still carry.
Mm. So the case that you got out, not over yet, from the 80 days?
I got out on some shit, and some shit just happened, like, a couple days ago and shit. Mm. Like, last week. And then, like, I got pending charges, but I'm thinking, like, my lawyer going to get that shit to the point where it's like, I'm not charged with shit right now, but it's like, I got pending charges.
Right. Damn.
So how long you been signed?
I signed my deal first time I was in Cali for like 3 months. I want to say 3-4 months. It's been 4 months.
Do you feel the difference yet? Or like what's different from before, from how you moving or recording or even your videos? Like what's the difference from before you were signed to now, if any?
The difference is like how I get paid and shit. It's different from like how I was before, the way I get paid and shit. And my work ethic, like, working all fucking week, all day and shit, like all work. And then like now I got a team and shit. So it's just like kinda different. But shit gonna keep changing and shit though. Like we looking forward to like doing bigger shit.
Is it like having a team and shit, is it is less work on you or is more work? Because they're doing a bunch of the work, right?
Yeah. They didn't, it's like everybody, like it's kinda equal. But it's like everybody just like, we definitely gotta keep the conversation, like how we conversating right now and shit, like that's really the work and shit.
Now that you're signed though, like could you imagine your music sounding like being more professionally recorded? Because it's kind of like that's the charm of it, is that it's recorded in, I don't want to say like a shitty way, but it's like it sounds super raw. Like could you imagine yourself doing some shit that sounds like fucking Future in the future, like all clean and polished?
I can't wait to hear some shit like that. I know that's gonna be really different. It's just like I make the beats and shit, so my beats gotta get better. And the way I mix the beat and shit, like I can always get an engineer and have them mix my vocals and shit. It's just like if the beat sound like childish as fuck. That's what a lot of people were saying, like, this nigga making Mario Kart beats.
What program you use?
I use Logic.
Logic Pro.
Logic Pro, yeah.
Mm.
I do all that shit in the same project and shit.
Oh, really? So you're just cooking it all up right there.
And then you record it and you make the beat in Logic.
I don't know. There has been a few artists over the years, though, where they had, like, sketchy production and sketchy engineering and recording, and then once they, like, started to get on more professional-sounding shit, I didn't
People stopped
like
caring.
It. Yeah, or, like, at least I didn't like it as much for a few artists. Like
That's the appeal.
You got to hold on to the charm some way, you know?
Anybody ever compared you to Lil B?
Yeah. Lil B hit me one time, too. Yeah. He hit me on Twitter. Because I used to be inboxing everybody and shit on Twitter. Yeah, hit me. Niggas do compare me to in my comments and shit. Hell yeah.
What was he saying? You should work with him.
Hell yeah. Facts. He was like, he said he was going to plug me on the work with him and shit. And then he gave me his number.
It hasn't panned out yet, though?
I'm going to hit him. It was just like, I caught it late as fuck. So I wondered, like, if he changed his number or some shit like that. Because I ain't been on Twitter. And then, like, when I got out, I seen it. Like, he had hit me, like, probably, like, in the middle while I was in jail.
You know, I don't feel like we really talked about it, but it was pretty crazy to see Lil B in a Trippie Redd video with a verse on the Lyrical Lemonade channel.
That was recent, hell yeah. That is crazy.
That was pretty
crazy
wild
as hell.
It's like we should have talked about it more.
Yeah, it's like, I ain't gonna lie, that's my first time hearing about it.
Really?
I was a huge Lil B fan growing up.
Lil B don't pop out like that.
I used to love Lil B, bro.
He seems like he's just to himself.
What's your favorite Lil B mixtape?
I just know the songs. I don't know if
it's your favorite song.
It's the that Cat Stack shit. I'm a Martian. The fucking Charlie Sheen, motherfucking all that
you
shit.
You talking about early Lil B.
I got into him with the Red early Flame tape.
That's a fact. And, Red Flame, Pink Flame, Black Flame.
And my favorite song of all time is Bitch, I'm Bill Clinton, fucking all
Bill
these
Clinton,
women.
Bill Clinton, crazy. This is facts. Miley Cyrus.
Ellen DeGeneres.
A fact. Charlie Sheen, you right. Most definitely. Jerry Rice, most definitely. He has some hits.
I used to terrorize everybody else who lived with me at the time when that shit came out.
Me
I'd be playing
too.
All the time and they'd be upset.
Yeah, that's a fact. My
it was like that with Thug,
hot.
Too.
I used to play Soulja, too. I still got it. It's like... It's a couple songs that Soulja like kind of go hard on.
Oh yeah,
it's the fact his tape with Lil B, he went crazy.
But we had a good conversation with this earlier about like what years you listened to Soulja Boy in your life. Because to me, I think it was like
multiple
2008 to 2012. Was
I think
when
it's
I was
multiple.
In.
Like for me, that was the first album I ever bought. So it's multiple because you got to realize he had different phases.
He
had the Crank That phase, and then he had the Kiss Me Through the Phone, Speakers Going Hammer phase.
See, that was like his mainstream phase.
With the lean
but then there's that. Then there's this underground phase where he was kind of like doing the Lil B thing, and he was fucking with all these different underground artists and kind of taking from them. And
facts.
When he had that Versace beat and shit like that, he had that beat first.
That's facts.
That was the era when he had beef with OJ the Juice Man because he took his ad-libs.
This is facts.
Good old times.
That nigga's a chameleon.
He was good at it too. He was a chameleon before we like really knew that that was a thing.
Facts.
Like, you could just jack flows.
He just come out with plenty of different crazy shit. He can sound like almost anybody.
Yeah,
that's facts.
But he had
the Cali sound.
He had mad eyeballs on him. Like he was already famous, so he's taking these underground rappers' shit, and like people weren't really knowing, and like because he's so big that they hear him doing it, and they're like, oh, he invented this shit.
You just fucked up. We about to beef with Soulja Boy again. I just squashed my beef with Soulja.
I respect it. Like he's obviously been an innovator in his own right. He's just also like been very good at kind of taking other people's styles over the years.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Definitely.
How you feel about people taking your sound from Milwaukee?
Yeah, niggas be doing that shit. But it's just like they want the beat so bad, like they can't. It's like niggas gonna have to step up and get. But you can just look on YouTube. It's a lot of certified trapper type beats. It ain't really like no other nigga type beats that's in Milwaukee. I'm like the only nigga, so it's just gonna be like a Milwaukee type beat.
So the certified trapper beat is becoming a Milwaukee type beat.
Yeah, for sure.
That's fire.
There ain't no other Milwaukee type beats, but like
Detroit shit.
Yeah.
You think Tommy G's a culture vulture?
Yeah,
his ass
crazy. Like he's been everywhere. Like it's kind of hard catching up with him too.
I thought there was no way you were gonna say yes to that question because you seem like you guys are actually friends.
No, he what'd you say?
A culture vulture.
What's that mean?
He mean like do you?
Usually it's considered a negative thing of like a white dude who goes to the hood and kind of like makes money or gets something
off nigga shit.
Yeah,
type shit.
But he just. He just like
he seemed like a good dude to me.
He like adventures and shit, like like seeing new things. So that's just like why. But he lives like in Milwaukee, so
right. He just has such a good nature and such a positive mentality that I feel like that's why a lot of people are willing to welcome him in.
Yeah, and it's like his fans is like different. Like his fans love him.
They love you too.
Hell yeah, that's after that video. Like they was like hell yeah.
Yeah,
they love him though. Like his comments is crazy.
Definitely, yeah. Okay, so who would be your dream feature, like dream artist to work with?
Future
for sure. Motherfucking a Future song, fucking Uzi song, probably like Drake. I want to hear some shit with Gucci, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably like some.
That's a good lineup.
But I know for sure Youngboy sound fire as a bitch on my song, on my beats though. That's what I kinda like. Where he from? Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge yeah.
Type beats. Like them the type of beats I like and shit. Yeah, but I used to listen to Gucci a long ass time, though. That's why I said that shit though. Mm-hmm. But right now, like, you know the turned up sounds and shit. Like I'm coming out with a new song.
Who's the rapper that hit you up that you were the most excited about?
Damn there, Baby Tron. Damn there. Like a couple niggas hit me up. It was like 600 Breezy hit me up and shit. Who else? Not that many people. Face, Baby Face.
Mm. For real? Yeah. That's fire.
I'm gonna get some shit with Face.
Y'all definitely gonna knock something up.
I used to listen to that nigga, man, all day.
A fact. You been in Detroit yet?
Yeah,
well, of course, you from Milwaukee. What's the differences from like Detroit and Milwaukee, like that you can see? What's the differences to you?
Detroit got a big ass rap scene, so it's just like it's and it's big, like Michigan big. So it's like it's not like Milwaukee and shit, but they definitely got some. They got some top 10, 20s and shit like that. That's why it's big. Like they got a lot of people.
I got a question. Back in the day, were you bumping that? Tell a bitch Milwaukee, I need my bucks.
What song is that?
He said, I don't know that.
There was an LA rapper who had a song called Milwaukee. Nah, or Milwaukee Bucks, yeah.
I don't think I heard
it's a good song. I would have thought that people in Milwaukee would have been hyped on it, but.
Nah, they wasn't feeling that. They probably already been doing a lot of Milwaukee Bucks type shit or Milwaukee songs, you feel me?
Yeah.
I think it's only cool if you're not from Milwaukee.
The punchline might have seemed played out to them already.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you heard that shit. Because a lot of people don't know nothing, nobody, like, from Milwaukee. Most places I go, they're like, bro, I don't know no rapper from Milwaukee.
I don't either.
I just met you type shit, yeah.
I know Mark Cuban.
You fuck with Super Throw Dave?
Yeah, I fuck with
Dave. Yeah, that's the only other one I think I know, like, you, Dave. Oh, no, I'm into Cardi B, too.
Cardi B, yeah.
Mark Cuban owns the Bucks, right? Mavericks, god damn it.
We out here blowing these references. Blew the fuck out that reference.
This is No Jumper where we know nothing about basketball.
And I don't know shit about basketball.
When we pretend to know about basketball, we get it wrong.
Going wrong every time. Crazy.
That's what I mean plenty of fucking basketball players and I just be like, I don't know who the fuck
is. Oh my god.
That's
yes,
crazy.
I've been in nice ass restaurants and had these 8 foot tall motherfuckers come up to me being like, I fuck with your shit, and I'm looking at them like, I know you're a famous basketball player, but I have no fucking clue.
That's insane.
Yeah, I gotta work on my shit. Even if I watch it all the time though, I don't think I remember
their
names.
I need to actually go to the games and shit like that.
Yeah.
You ain't been to no Bucks game?
Like minute ago, but I'm gonna actually like go to the games and shit.
If you want to live in LA and really ball out, you know what you do? You waste a shitload of money buying fucking floor seats to those Lakers games.
Mm-hmm. To watch us lose.
And to be like, but you see how much it actually like is something, because you see them right there. And when you're watching the game on TV or up in the stands, you're like, oh, there's that fool. Oh shit, look at him.
That's
damn, he got money like that. He's sitting right there. Like, it really
that's
is a thing.
How much that shit be costing? Like 5 G's?
I don't know.
Around there. How'd you get tapped in with what's his name? The dude you got your jewelry from. Why is his name
Johnny
Dang? I'm like, why is his name escaping me? Yeah. How you get hit to or how you get in contact with Johnny Dang?
I had really like called they number and shit.
Mm.
Like when they post that shit, I called their number, and then the service lady just sent me sent me to Ice Chayang. Ice Chayang. But he had got me my jewelry and shit through there. But I ended up meeting Johnny and shit. Like, but I guess like when I spend enough money, I'm gonna get Johnny's number.
Right.
Definitely.
But he's in your video, right?
Yep.
So he let you go in there and shoot the video. How was that?
Yeah. That shit was fire and shit. That shit was fire. Cause I feel like they treated me nice in there. They let me do all type of crazy shit up in there.
You can smoke a blunt in there?
No, I ain't smoke no weed. I ain't try to.
I got he definitely went crazy though.
My gun and shit. He was like, bro, you gotta take that back to the car.
Yeah. We've been doing that over here too. It doesn't always go so well.
But it was like an accident because, like, you know, the laws around there are different.
Mm, right.
Like, I forgot.
Mm.
Definitely. So, all right, like, what do we got to look forward to from you coming up?
I got this, a tape finna drop soon. Chopper of the Year. That motherfucker finna be fire. Chopper of the Year. Need to get that artwork so I can put that bitch right on the thing. Like, Chopper of the Year. That motherfucker gonna be fire as a bitch.
And before we leave, we gotta get some Milwaukee terms, bro. Mm. We gotta get some definitions of some Milwaukee terms. We don't got no, nobody else has blew up from Milwaukee, so all the shit y'all be saying just, nigga, over my head, like, like smacking? What is that? What's smacking?
That's like having a lot of heads. I mean,
Headies? Come on, hit me. What the fuck is a heady? What's heads? Break it down.
I don't know. But I ain't gonna lie. Like, I never really said heady because I don't say that shit. But heads is like action. Yo, customers.
Mm. There you go.
Custos.
There you go.
I heard you saying custo. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I thought people stopped saying
you say that.
Say
that shit too. But it's like plenty custos.
Okay. Smacking.
Man, I just remember I seen that interview clip where they asked, like, the interviewer was actually really weird. The interviewer was like, so what do you say to people who say you ain't about shit and you just be in the crib and you ain't never did nothing? And he's like, man, you know, I used to run up 1,000 off of selling 20s. Blah, 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 blah. He just starts saying all this shit that I was pretty convinced. I'm like, all right, like, I don't think he would, like, be able to just rattle off all these drug dealing terminology like that if he was lying.
Facts.
I did that shit before.
How long are you outside for in that regard?
What'd you say?
How long are you outside for in terms of making money out in the street?
Like, I'd be in the car for a long time, like a long ass time. Like, sometimes I used to sleep in the car and shit. Like, I used to be making like 1G, 2Gs a day. Probably not profiting and shit. Because like,
you got to re-up.
Hell yeah, re-up and shit. All that shit. But when you get a big ass bag, like I used to spend 6Gs, 7, 8Gs, all on that shit. Now I had no money, and then just like making 2Gs a day like that, man. But that shit don't really go too far.
Mm. Mm. That's what I hear. All right, anybody you want to thank? Anything we need to make note of before we dip?
Oh yeah, I want to thank my label, Signal Records, and shit. My family, my baby mama. I mean, my mama. Let me stop playing.
You got a baby mama too?
I got two baby mamas.
They ops though?
They ops.
Yeah, you don't fuck with them? You don't want to shout them out? You shouted them out and then you took it back.
Your baby mama's your ops. He said, nah, I'm taking that back. That was an
crazy
accident.
With the op one because they do be on some op shit.
They be on some op shit.
See?
Yeah.
I caught the vibe.
No, shit. I ain't going to say their name. But yeah, my mama, just my team, my uncles and shit, all that. My managers too, and my new managers. Like I got a new manager, Ben Baker. I'm really feeling good about this shit. I think the next year it's gonna be this next 12 months gonna be fire. We're gonna turn this bitch up.
Hell yeah, looking forward to it. Thank you, Suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Trapper. Appreciate you. Much love. I'm sure we'll be seeing more of you in the future. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support.